Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to my morning show. Good morning, America. It is possible to have a blessed day. Good morning, friends all over the world. I want you to understand that it is possible to have a blessed day. I'm so happy to have you back here today at 10 o'clock or 10 a.m. Eastern Time or New York Time. I am so happy to have you back here. And I want you to understand the time we are going to spend together, your life will never be the same. You will really understand that you are a precious person in the sight of God. But I want you to understand, if you read my blog, you'll see what I wrote there. I said, please, friends, don't spend too much time worrying what other people think about you. For a lion doesn't concern himself with the opinion of a sheep. Be full with confidence of yourself because you're already a winner. And know that the thing that is inside of you is greater than the thing that is acting as a problem to you. In America, they said, has an attitude. Attitude of negativity. But I want you to understand today that it is possible to have a blessed day. It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. How is your attitude this morning? When you get up from your bed, how was your attitude? Was it positive or negative? Always start your day with positive attitude. The attitude that proves that you are just like a lion that does not concern yourself with the opinion of a sheep. The doctor may say, oh, you are going to live for just 6 months. But that is not what God said. Do you understand what I'm telling you? What were your attitude this morning? Your attitude will determine how your day will look like. If you wake up so angry this morning, that is how the whole of your day will look like or will be. But you can change it now. You have the power to change anything. Because God created you by himself and placed the power in you. You can change it by having a smile face. You just need to start smiling. Smile or laugh at your problems. Laugh at your situations. There are people who want to see your face look so sad. Situations of this life may want you to be so down, so worrisome, so sad in everything. But I want you to understand, when you begin to operate on a positive way of life, positive attitude, smile out your problems, or you can dance out your problems, or you can sing out your problems. That's why God expects us to sing psalms, bring all our problems in prayer and supplication. Do you understand? So you can sing out your problem. You can pray out your problem and have a blessed day. It depends on you. You can start thinking and kill yourself. But my advice for you to be able to win the day is for you to begin to think positive. Think in the right way. You understand what I'm telling you? If the devil wants you to cry, if the enemies want you to cry, if there are people who just want you to cry, to have a sad face, give a smiling face. That is one of the ways you can defeat every negative part of the life. Do you understand? It is possible for you to have a blessed day. We are in a time where the world is so crazy. Things look so tough. That is how it looks. It just looks tough. Things look so funny. But I want you to understand, what I am conveying to you this morning is that you have the power. You have the power to bless your enemy, not taking vengeance. You have the power to go an extra mile. Everything is in you. You have the power to fight. You have it. It's your choice. But you also have the choice to leave it for God to take charge. To take charge of that one that is against you. To take charge of that situation that is against you. That sickness that is against you, no matter how you think about it, you can't solve it. You just got to leave it to God. You got to let go whatever that will make you stop. Do you understand? You want to have a blessed day? Let go whatever that will make you stop. Let go those sheep. You know, those little ones that wants to bring offense into your life. Those little situations that wants to make you feel down. Let it go. And then believe in God that you were created well and God has prepared you well for this time. Then you look unto God by faith. You see, you change your situation. It looks as if there's nothing for you to eat. But you know what? You now see in another eyes plenty of things. Do you understand, friend? Are you listening to me today in this program? It is very, very possible for you to have a blessed day. You got to alter your attitude. Alter your attitude. You can make this happen by altering your attitude. The way you see things, the way you behave, the way you act, change your behavior. Change the way you act, even in that environment. Because as you act well, God will promote you. Do you know that promotion coming up from the north, for it's not from the east, but it coming from the Lord. Lord himself will make heaven and earth. You need to have this in mind. You can work so hard, you can do so hard, you can struggle so hard, but it doesn't work out like that. It is only when God said yes. Do you understand? It is possible to have a blessing. Your attitude depends on you. You are the one that has the power to smile. You are the one that has the power to let go. You are the one that has the power to go extra mile. You are the one that has the mind to press forward for things that are better. You are the one that has the mind, the power of pressing towards a greater mark which is known as the high calling. It is you. Everything is you. It is very easy for you to defeat your enemy. It is very easy for you to defeat that sickness. If you believe that you will die tomorrow, that is what is going to happen. But even if the doctor tells you you will die tomorrow, you say, no, I will not die because I will live to do the will of God. That God never said I will die. Then that superseded. You just got to speak it up. You just got to show your attitude that your attitude is in the positive side. Do you understand? The Bible tells us a story about Jesus Christ. There was a time this man, there was a story in Mark chapter 5. Let's see Mark chapter 5, what does that talks about. Yeah, when Jesus raises Jairus, the doctor, he said something in Mark chapter 5. Let's see verse, let's start from verse, I like comment of verse 40, but I won't want to go into that place. Let's go deep a little bit. As soon as Jesus, he said, while he yet spake, Matthew 5, I want to start from 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue house certain which said, thy brother is dead. Why troubles the master any further? Jairus' daughter is dead. And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, as Jesus heard that word that was spoken from a messenger, as Jesus saw it, he placed the positive angle. He placed the positive talk. He placed a word that will be able to add more faith into the life of these people. He said something. He said, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Just believe that it is possible to have a blessed day. Just believe it. Even as you wake up in the morning, someone will come and give you wrong stories. Wrong story or negative stories. What do you tell the person? It is well. It is well. with my soul. You don't allow it to get into your mind. You don't allow it to get into your heart. Because the devil will always send somebody to bring stories that will always weigh you down. But when it comes to saying, it is well, I live it for God. God is alive. Use positive words, like what Jesus said. Jesus said, if only you believe. And immediately Jesus said that he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the son of James. He took these three guys. Because he knows their heart. He knows that these guys are also positive. So you got to associate with positive-minded people to be able to succeed in this life, to be able to be healed from that illness, from that thought, from that poison that the devil has put inside of you. Even the greatest poison is poisoning the mind, not the poison you drink. I'm telling you, you can drink poison and nothing happens to you. But when someone comes to tell you, do you know what you just drank? It is poison. That is, it has poisoned the mind and you start having problem. So the greatest problem of this life is not just the poison. It is poisoning the mind. People come to poison the mind. The enemy comes to poison the mind. The devil comes to poison the mind. So when you are able to guide your mind from those negativity, your life becomes good. Your life becomes a life with focus, a life with success, a life owned by God. Do you understand? It is possible to have a blessed day, my friend. It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. And when Jesus took these three men, and he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and said the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, why make he this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. He spoke positive words. This is a positive-minded person. He said, this damsel is not dead. He's just asleep. And they laugh at him to scorn. This will begin to laugh at him. Jesus didn't mind their laugh. Why worrying about the sheep? The opinion of the sheep. Lion never worry about the opinion of the sheep. This will be just laughing at Jesus Christ for what he said. People laugh at you sometimes, you see. There are people that just, they were mocking at you. But I want you to understand, you are in the lost side, so it is possible for you to have a blessed day. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taken the father and the mother of the damsel, and then they were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Tali Takumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise, and straight away the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. When God begins to make his miracle in your life, people will be amazed. Do you understand? When you have a blessed day, people will be amazed and ask you, what is making you to be so happy? What is making you to look at you and so happy? Oh my God, you look so good. What is happening? Then you tell them, it is the making of the Lord. Do you understand? I'm giving you assurance today. Even in your office now, as you're listening to this radio show, I'm telling you it is possible for you to have a blessed day. Just begin to have that positive attitude, knowing that you are a child of God. Do you understand? Believing that God is the one that protects you. God is the one that fends around you. There's nobody that can affect you. He said he suffered them to do them no harm. When he was taking the children of Israel all through, even the wilderness all through, he said, he suffered no man to do them harm. He bare them with his eagle wings. He carried them with his eagle wings. Even as you are walking now, God is carrying you with his eagle wings. Do you understand? You are not alone. So why would you want something or somebody to spoil your day? Why not begin to play? Why not buy a tape? Maybe you buy one of these tapes and begin to listen to music. Or even your iPhone or even your phone. There are music. Go to Pandora. I like Pandora. When you go to Pandora, you see where they talk about the Southern Gospel. I like the Southern Gospel. Go to Pandora. Just download. Pandora is free. And when you download it, and it's free, just go there. The Southern Gospel, you play it, it gives you good music, Christian music, loving music that will nourish your spirit and your soul. Okay, I want to give you some few tips for the day. Make sure you have this for yourself. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Have this for yourself. You can write it down on a paper or write it down on any card so you carry it all over. It will help you. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given you. Jesus will say, seek and he shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Do you understand? Matthew 7. Matthew chapter 7, 7 to 8. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 8. Just read it. Write it down in paper. Write it down. He said again, let me read it for you. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and it shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened unto you. That's why when you wake up in the morning, the first thing in the morning, you ask God. He said, Lord, please. Please, Lord, let me have a blessed day. Let today be a blessed day for me. Let today be a shining day for me. Let today be a smiling day for me. Let today be a day, a dancing day for me. So that anywhere I go, I will be smiling as a child of God. Anywhere I go, whatever I put my hand should be blessed. Just say something in the morning. Because the Bible says when you ask, you will receive. Do you understand? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and it shall find. You got to knock. You got to talk to God in the morning. Before you even go to work. Before you even enter that car. Talk to God and tell him, look, man, I want my day to be blessed. Everybody in my office should be attracted to me. They should like me. They should shut the mouth of lions. Shut the mouth of those things that look like lions. All those things that are there to bring sadness into my life. Shut it off. Then you begin to see these things will begin to happen. Real. I want to read something again for you. There's this man called he's a coach. He's a coach. Lombardi is a coach. He has coached Giants. He has coached, he's a football coach. But this is what he has as a winning model. I think if you have time, just write this thing down. The winning model of Lombardi rules. Lombardi rules. This is what he said. First, for you to have a blessed day, know yourself. Know yourself, my friend. Know yourself. This is wisdom that is as old as mankind. You can't improve on something you don't understand. Know yourself. Have confidence on yourself. When you know yourself, you have confidence. You won't allow anybody to talk you around, to talk you down. Do you understand? That's what I'm telling you. Every morning, like this morning, know yourself. Know what you want. Go for it. Be confident of yourself. Because you're already a winner. If a winner acts as a loser, he's a loser. But when you act, when you know that you're a winner, you act as a winner. My friend, do you understand what I'm telling you? Then the second thing he's talking about is build your character. Build your character. Your character should be positive. Positive character, not today you're positive, tomorrow you're negative. No, positive character. Go for what you want, but let your character be positive. Let your character be honesty, be truthful. Let your character be you. Do you understand? Character is not inherited. It's something that can be and need to be built and disciplined. Do you understand what I'm telling you? When you're happy, don't fake it. Just believe. Let people know that you believe that it is possible to have a blessed day. And don't fake it. So your character matters a lot. It says, build your character. You got to build your character. Build that positive character as from today. Begin to build it. Don't allow any negative word to come out of your mouth. If it comes out, shut it up immediately. And refresh it. Do you understand? It is possible to have a blessed day. Your positive character matters a lot. Lombardi said, the difference between men is in energy, in the strong will, in a singleness of purpose, and an invisible determination. But the great difference is in sacrifice, in self-denial, in love and loyalty, in fearlessness and humility, in the pursuit of excellence, and in the perfectly disciplined will. Because this is not only the difference between men, this is the difference between great and little men. So you see what the there must be sacrifice. Listen, friend, character matters a lot. You must prove. You see, like lion. Lion is fearless. You must prove to people that you are fearless. You understand? Build your character. Build that fearless character. Build that loyalty character. Build that character of humility. Humility is the sense that when you want to do something, you do it. You don't fake it. Do you understand? That pursuit of excellence. You want to have the integrity to pursue that excellence. Let them see it. Let them see it. And let also you have the confidence that what you're doing is right. Do you understand? You have the choice. The ball is your court. There's Lombardi said this. So take these rules. Rule number one, know yourself. The Bible said, they that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploit. Know yourself. Know yourself and don't allow anything to shake you. Know yourself as a man that, or a woman that is unmovable, that is unstoppable. That your eyes is to win, your eyes is to make it, your eyes to succeed. But not to harm anybody. You are not to harm nobody. You are not to interfere with anybody, but you are to succeed. Then the next one is think big picture. The big picture is a roadmap, a road. It can't change in the response to minor setback, but it must change as the competitive environment changes. Look at the big picture. If it means you to change, just look at it and know how to change. Use wisdom. You don't need to be too rigid. You need to be flexible. Flexible in the sense that as you have a big picture, you know that this is the way we can get to this place. And someone, maybe someone can come out to help you. Somebody who is also positive-minded will come and say, look, this is the best route to go. And you look at it. You visualize it. You see it. You say, okay, it's good. Like Moses. Moses had a big picture. He had a big picture. His big picture was to be able to judge the children of Israel alone. The Jethro came in and said, no, my friend, you can't do this alone. You will die. Choose people to take charge of these people, to judge these people. But if the harder things, they should bring it to you. It was somebody that counseled Moses. But he had a big picture. Then lastly, leaders are made, not born. Leadership grows out of self-knowledge, character, integrity, competence, and comprehensive vision. Do you understand? Leaders grow out of self-knowledge, character, and integrity. So what am I telling you today? You need to have all these qualities every morning so that you see that your day will be totally blessed. I'm telling you, it is possible to have a blessed day. Now, can I ask you a few questions? Are you a man or a woman of character? Are you humble? Can I ask you that question? Are you humble? Are you a man of character? Do you know yourself? Do you know what you want? I'm telling you, if you answer yes to this, watch out. The sky's your limit. You will always excel. Every morning you will be dancing. Every morning people will surprise and say, well, how did you get this kind of character? How do you make it? How is it that every time I see you, you're always smiling? Even when things are rough, even when things look tough, you are still smiling. What is going on? You still tell them, it is well with my soul. You are seeing a bigger picture. You are seeing something very different from what they are saying. Do you understand? And make good friends. Make good friends. Make those positive friends. When you call them in the morning, they will give you good talk. When I say good talk, they give you positive words. Positive words to succeed, to excel. Listen to good tapes in the morning. Listen to good music in the morning. Do you understand? Put something in your ear and listen to good things. Don't allow negative things to poison your mind, especially in the morning. Is there anything that is poisoning your mind now? You can change it. How can you change it? Look for positive somebody to become your friend. I call that the science of association. So thank you for calling in. Thank you. I'll see you again tomorrow. And I want you to also log in again by 10 a.m. I'll see you again. I want you to understand it is possible to have a blessed day. Have you taken all those things I've given you? Make sure you know yourself. Do you understand? Make sure you ask. Make sure you knock. Make sure you find. Remember that place I read for you, Matthew 7, verse 7 to 8. Make sure. Because you see a day, become blessed. May I pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come here, this one is listening to me right now. I say, oh Lord, let her day or his day be totally blessed. Let miracles begin to flow in their life. In the name of Jesus, once more I said, have a blessed day. Begin to smile now with someone in your office. Begin to smile now with someone wherever you meet that person. Begin to smile and talk positive. Begin to smile with your parents. Can you call somebody now and talk good talk with that person? Tell the person it is well. As you are listening to that conversation, that person is telling you every sad thing, every bad thing in the family. Can you just tell that person it is well, that God can help her or him? Can you say that? You can be a blessing to somebody. When you bless somebody, God will bless you. Thank you for coming. I'll see you again. Thank you for tuning into this radio program. You are my family. I'll see you again tomorrow by 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Remain blessed. Remain blessed. Please send me your comments. Send me your comments. This is the place here you can always send in a comment. Send it in. I want to know your comment. I want to know what we need to improve. I want to know how to be able to bless you. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Emmanuel. My Facebook page, just say facebook.com/eudoyo, E-U-D-O-E-Y-O. Or you can also go to my Facebook again, .com/winners broadcasting radio. Go there, send in your comment, and God will bless you. I will see you again. Bye for now.